At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody, we have some breaking news. Pressure is mounting as Andrew and Tristan Tate are getting closer and closer to their deadline where they will be extradited from the United States, sent to the United Kingdom, and then will face charges of human trafficking, sex trafficking, rape, child sexual abuse material, a total of 59 charges among the two brothers combined. Now, I can't even make up the series of events that we've seen over the past month. Just to lead with the headline, Andrew and Tristan Tate just got exposed by their own court filings for having rented a lot of the luxurious sports cars that they flaunted for years and years and years. They were pretending to be these obscenely rich brothers who were beacons of masculinity. And I just want to take a step back because I have seen nothing but the opposite of masculinity since they've been arrested. Total fragility, weakness. They're led by narcissism and their own hunger for power and don't even care for anybody else around them. That is not masculine. It is not masculine to take advantage of women who are in a vulnerable position, and it is definitely not masculine to lie about how rich you are online because you want to give an appearance of being cooler than you are. In my opinion, being masculine, part of it at least, is being secure in who you are without having to lie relentlessly. And that brings me to this video right here. This is Andrew Tate driving in one of his luxurious cars. I believe it's a Bugatti. And as he's driving past, he gives a thumbs up and you see the license plate at the back. It says Mr. Top G. I don't know if he's going to be the Top G with the amount of time he's spending in prison at this point. I doubt it. But this brings me on to the next part of this sequence of events because Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate and their lawyer have been trying to pressure the Trump administration into letting the Tate brothers walk free once again. And by pressure, I mean they're launching an all-out campaign. It is desperation. They are crying at Donald Trump's feet. I mean, their lawyer is even going so far as to threaten Marco Rubio very softly, saying that, you know, you don't know what could happen. I'm going to play all of this throughout this video because it is getting increasingly absurd as this trial goes on. Like, let me show you this right here. This is Andrew Tate getting out of one of his sports cars. And at the bottom, you can actually read the transcript from the court filing showing that they were rented. Take a listen here.
I like the color.
You like the color?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a mixed reviews on the color. Some people said they like it, some people said they don't like it, and I said, well, what color is your Bugatti? Oh, fuck off then.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm rather secure in who I am without needing a Bugatti, without needing to flaunt around whatever wealth he had. Like, I don't think this is masculinity. I think this is a very bad model that he's setting for many young men, and that is exactly why he's so damn toxic. Let's read what it says at the bottom here. It says, further, the Tates are engaged in several businesses teaching men how to earn money. It is in their interest to portray themselves on social media as uber wealthy. For example, the $2.1 million Aston Martin and $5 million and $7 million Bugattis featured in Tristan's videos were rented. They were rented according to the court filings. Holy absolute shit. Now, I want to show you this video of Andrew Tate from a year or two back lying about his Bugattis. I mean, it's just, I don't know how all of these right-wing figures allowed Andrew Tate into their sphere, lying to their faces, saying that he never did it, he never abused a woman, that he's actually very rich and he's very honorable and moral. I don't understand how these right-wingers got conned. You know, as I'm saying that, I realize these right-wingers don't care. They will elevate people like Donald Trump, like Matt Gaetz, like Andrew Tate, like Max Miller, any of these people who are abusive if it serves their interest. And what really bothers me is Andrew Tate has successfully poisoned the minds of so many young men in my generation and the generation above me and below me. He has convinced young men who are already suffering from a lot of antisocial behavior due to COVID and due to the internet that they should hate women and that will fix all of their problems. To me, that's disgusting. And to me, knowing that he was lying And knowing that he's getting exposed for lying is kind of cathartic in a way. Let me play this video. And as always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I just did a very fun interview with Kathy Griffin in LA. It's going to be dropping tomorrow and you don't want to miss it. So make sure you have post notifications on below. And just listen to how funny this segment is now that we know Andrew Tate is lying his ass off. Listen.
I'm not some nobody streamer who can do these silly things. I have very important things going on. I make hundreds of millions of dollars. I have this habit because I have so much money. And I try and find things to buy. Because there's actually nothing to buy. I have every car on the planet. I have like all the $6 million cars. You think a $6 million car? Well, I have nine $6 million cars. I have everything. I have all the diamond watches. I have jet, boat. I'm rich, rich. So it's like, but I'm still like from the streets. So I'm like, I need to buy stuff. So I like go on these really expensive auctions and try and like buy diamonds and buy shit. The most expensive things you can buy is art, but
maybe. Is this not humiliating in some way? I mean, this is a grown man who is trying to portray what he thinks a cool person does. I mean, he puts on a leather jacket, grows out a little bit of a goatee. He's out there bragging about how he's not just rich, he is rich, rich. As this photo shows right here, Andrew Tate's Bugatti and Aston Martin were reportedly rented, according to recent court filings from the Tate's own lawyer in their U.S. case. As he says right here, they finessed, they scammed an entire generation of kids by simply renting a car. They rented a car, they pretended they were wealthy, and they scammed a bunch of young men. Like this guy right here. I don't know how young he is. I don't know his age, but he was standing out there as the lone protester with Andrew and Tristan Tate. Now, let me just back up for a minute, because as we get closer and closer to the extradition deadline, it is getting very urgent for Andrew Tate's lawyer. Andrew Tate's lawyer is even soft threatening Secretary of State Marco Rubio. I know I've showed this clip before, but please just take a listen to this quick threat.
If things don't work out with bail or with extradition, the boys can't be extradited without the Secretary of State signing off on that. The Secretary of State is, of course, Marco Rubio. Look, Marco Rubio has a son who plays football in college in Florida right now. One allegation against his son and his son's life is over.
This is Joe McBride. This is the bumbling lawyer of Andrew and Tristan Tate that can't stop begging Trump to let them go and can't stop sending soft threats after Trump won't let them go. I mean, I don't know what Trump's going to do. I just don't think he's going to step in once again after he put it all on the line back in 2025 for the Tate brothers by allowing them to, you know, travel from Romania to the U.S., allowing them to hang out with members of the admin. Andrew and Tristan Tate even talked to Barron Trump over the phone. So Trump let the Tate brothers back into the U.S., back into the orbits, and now they're essentially throwing the Tate brothers under the bus. They are going to be extradited very, very soon. And it's also just indicative of the broader ecosystem that MAGA has created. I mean, listen to this video of our Department of Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth. Now, they changed the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War, but to me, that's just as shallow and idiotic as Andrew Tate bragging in this video that he has a leather jacket and cars. It's just superficial. So Pete Hegseth comes out and starts using like slurs for trans people. You're definitely not supposed to call transgender people the word tranny. It's like very offensive. It is a slur. Yet our Secretary of Defense is out there doing that. This is absolutely despicable. We're not building towards a more cohesive country with rhetoric like this. We're not building towards a better country. We're just enabling and emboldening the sickest of men to rise to power. Take a listen.
Every dollar squandered on redundancy or bureaucracy or waste, it's an insult to you, the taxpayer, and it's a theft from warfighters. This is a new department with a new focus on our core mission, where we're restoring the warrior ethos. And that means a focus, an unrelenting, uncompromising focus on lethality. It means no more DEI. It means no more trannies, just training. It means colorblind, gender neutral, merit-based, back to basics.
Wait a minute. Oh my God. How can you say in one breath that it's, you know, gender neutral and colorblind and doesn't focus on who you are, when in the breath before that, you just alienated, isolated, attacked, and demeaned an entire population. Transgender people want to fight for this country. Some of them want to fight for this country just as much as other people. I just, this type of sick bully rhetoric is not cool in our governments, and it comes top down from people like Trump, and it trickles all the way down to Andrew Tate, and from Andrew Tate, it trickles all the way down to many young men. I mean, there were young men, grown-ass men, doing push-ups in front of the jail where Andrew Tate is being held. This Twitter user says, you know, these are grown-ass men doing these push-ups. They may as well be twerking for him. Like, I don't see much masculinity in this entire story. Pete Hegseth, it is not masculine to try to demean a whole population of the United States. You know what's masculine? Is standing up for the rights of others, even if it's not popular in the room that you're in. This is all just despicable and disgusting. And I want to show you this clip of Andrew Tate when he got the shit beat out of him in a fight that he did last December. I'm never going to advocate for violence. That's not the way I do politics. I actually am against violence in politics, but this isn't that. I'm just playing a video of him getting punched, therefore proving once more he was lying about everything. Lying about the cars, lying about being a top-tier fighter, probably exaggerating his wealth an insane amount in order to trick people and sell these courses. His entire sales tactic was, number one, manipulating women who were in trouble already, and number two, lying and manipulating young men who also were in a bad spot in life. I want to show you this clip right here that's going incredibly viral. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Andrew Tate's bumbling, dumb lawyer just uploaded an insane fucking video trying to defend Tate's charges for indecent images of a child. So just to clarify, the Tate brothers, at least Andrew, got charged with CP, with child sexual abuse material, indecent images of a child. Their lawyer came out with this effing insane video trying to defend them, and all he does is make himself look dumb, confuse everybody, and just drag our IQs down. I need you to listen to this.
I want to run you through this hypothetical real quick. Imagine this. There's a house, and in that house, people come and go. And inside of that house, there's a device, and nobody really knows who it belongs to, but people use it all the time. It's kind of like the house phone, the house computer, the house device. And we're talking about a long time ago, over a decade ago. This is during the time that ISIS is just killing people all over the place. And there's a lot of horrible things that are happening in the Middle East. A lot of us who were around then saw the video of the New York Times journalist who was decapitated. It was horrible. We saw gays being thrown off of buildings. We saw people being lit on fire. Massacres. It was terrible. It was disgusting. In that house, on that device, there's a group chat. And people are sending images. Women and children getting massacred, people lit on fire, people being chucked off of buildings. There's even a video of Western forces going around the back of a building. And when they get around the back of the building, they see a guy banging a goat. They're like, this guy's banging a goat, what's going on? And pow, pow, they smoke him. They smoke him. There's no evidence that you've ever solicited any of these images or any of these videos. There's no read receipts. No one knows if you've even watched them. And nobody can absolutely say for sure if this phone was even yours. But because you're on a group chat with dozens of or maybe 100 guys on it, and because people are sending these kinds of images, and because some of these images involve a goat and involve massacred women and children, you've been associated with indecent images of a child and bestiality. And that's what they're telling the world about you. But the truth is entirely something different.
What the absolute fuck? What did I just listen to? He ran us through an entire thought experiment, and I'm beginning to think that this thought experiment, which was uber specific, was actually just something that he went through. And the point of this thought experiment is to defend the fact that Andrew and Tristan Tate had child sexual abuse material on their phones, allegedly, according to the court filings, allegedly. I'm at a loss for words, honestly. Like, he's admitting that they had it on their phone, but he's saying that it was sent from a third party. And in order to prove his points, he's talking about goats being screwed in the Middle East. Like, I don't even know what to say about this. Andrew Tate is a pathological liar who lied to the faces of every right-wing figure out there. Watch Tucker Carlson just eating up his bullshit in a disgusting manner while Andrew Tate's lying to him.
What are you charged with?
That's a really good question. I'm charged with being the head of an organized criminal group, which is in charge of recruiting girls to make TikTok videos.
They face charges, which include human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women.
OnlyFans is the best hustle in the world.
Are they accusing you of using violence or?
No. They're accusing me of using the Loverboy method, coercing them by being nice.
I don't mention webcam until after I've had sex with the girl. If you're on dates and you're trying to mention it and shit, it just doesn't work. It puts them off. I'd never do that. That's disgusting. I'm not a whore. It's just not gonna work.
This is him laying out how he would manipulate women into working for him and then take all the money off the top.
You continue as normal. No mention of webcam. You fuck the girl. After you fuck the girl, you do the PhD test.
So yeah, on CobraTape.com, I have my PhD program. And that is, PhD is a pimp and hose degree.
Clever.
That teaches basically how I got girls, how I met girls, how I got girls to like me, how I got girls to fall in love with me to work on webcam for me.
Oh, and you're always working. Why don't you work for me so we spend more time together? Work for you doing what? So I'll have a webcam business. Oh, I don't want to do that. So, okay, I know you don't want to do that, but listen, come, let's have a meeting. Let's just talk about it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Fine. But let me explain it to you properly. In fact, I'll bring one of the girls who works for me. Your bottom bitch is the one who does the selling. You don't do the selling. The girl has to hear from a girl. And this is where your bottom bitch has to be trained. This is why I said it's so important to have a good first girl.
Because that's what I did. That was my MO was find girls, make them love me, and make them work for me.
This girl's like, okay, well, I'll try it. Put both girls on camera together the first day.
Okay, I'm going to pause it here. It's despicable. It's disgusting. There is like dozens. There's like hundreds of minutes of Andrew Tate describing exactly what he would do.
Last night that I worked for him, Andrew bought me like 5 bottles of wine. So I got completely drunk because I'd never done webcam work. So I was very, very nervous.
And that's how I got rich. So that teaches everything I know from start to finish about not only getting girls, not only obtaining them, but retaining them. Because that's a completely different game as well.
And over time, I just build up this big little empire of webcam girls. At one point, I had 4 locations, 75 girls working for me. I'd take around half of the money, around 50%.
You take 50%.
Around 50%.
They thought they were on 50%. And I said that the disparity is because of taxes.
He would just
see, they were lying.
Pay me a flat fee of £15 an hour.
We got to the point where we had these guys falling in love with my models. Serious, big time in love, right? Sending crazy money. And they were.
This guy is just a huge piece of shit. I mean, it's so obvious to see he's a piece of shit. And all of the people that are coming out to support him are bigger pieces of shit. Listen.
What about what they mentioned about the second passport that they had, like in another country?
The Vladimir Scorpius passport from Mexico, printed on cardboard, was a prop from a Halloween costume.
Like, watch this video of Andrew Tate's lawyer trying to spin the fact that the Tate brothers were caught with a bunch of fake passports. I mean, we know this. It is confirmed they had all of these fake passports with crazy names, and their lawyer tries to say that it was part of a Halloween costume. Like, honestly, that's what a lawyer's supposed to do, is spin things and twist it. But this guy is a shitty lawyer. His spins are bad.
What about what they mentioned about the second passport that they had, like, in another country?
The Vladimir Scorpius passport from Mexico, printed on cardboard, was a prop from a Halloween costume. By the way, Vladimir Scorpius is a Bond villain. These morons, these jerk-offs put that in motion. Like, look, this is indicia of flight. It's a fake passport from a freaking James Bond costume from a party. These people are so retarded.
Yeah, and if they're
it doesn't
doing
even
that,
matter.
Where's the stamp? Where's the stamp
there
on
is
the
no
fucking
stamp.
There
Mexican,
no stamp.
Mexican helmet.
Yeah, let's just ignore the fact that Andrew and Tristan Tate bragged about everything on camera. They were playing characters. They were playing characters. It's a Halloween costume, right? It's kind of the argument that their lawyer is making in this clip right here, where they say that they are portraying themselves as wealthy, but they're not actually as wealthy as they portray. Look at what they're tweeting out. Andrew Tate tweeted this out today. He said, Tristan, the cell would be better if it was full of bees. Him, no, it wouldn't. Tristan, yes, it would, and we should have filled our house with bees also. Andrew, why would it be better? Tristan, I want thousands of bees in here. I think it would be fun. I mean, these guys are just losing their mind, posting long-ass rants about random shit that has nothing to do with their charges. I'm going to end this off with a video from a comedian who ended up roasting the shit out of Andrew and Tristan Tate. Let me just play a minute of this from Josh Johnson.
Because now Andrew Tate's sitting in prison, and this is the first time ever that I've really read his tweets. Because he's been tweeting up a storm ever since he got arrested. And what's wild about a lot of these like alpha male guys, like a lot of these red pill dudes, is not just the persona that they put out to the world, is that the persona is so blatant. Like, he actually says he's like one of the smartest people in the world. But he also says that he like doesn't read. Like, he's like, I don't need books because I'm smart. And I just imagine Andrew Tate sitting in a room where there's a book just in the room minding its business. And he's looking at the book like, I don't need you. You think I need you? I don't even care what's in there, all right? I'm fine. I'm smarter than you. But this dude's been, he's been tweeting ever since he got locked up. This is one of my favorites. He gave a play-by-play of the night that he had in jail, right? Okay, so get ready. He sets the scene. In the pitch black of last night, somewhere around 3 or 4 a.m., I don't have a clock. And just like Hemingway, it's the details that set the scene. You know, like he could have just been like, "Is it? Ooh, I'm in jail. It was nighttime in jail." But instead, no, he put us there. He put us there. Is it 3? Is it 4? I don't know. There's no clock. If only there were a clock, would that be better or worse? We don't know. This gets you asking questions, okay? A prisoner called out through his steel cell door. And that's important because I didn't know what they were made of. I don't know. Could he be in a wooden prison? We have no idea. What if he's in a, you know, a straw brick, you know, some Three Little Pigs situation? It could happen. Y'all acting like y'all been to prison. He put P1 for prisoner one. We want to know who's talking. This is clearly about to be a conversation. P1, anyone want to talk? And then he wrote, pause. I'm assuming here no one answered. Prisoner one repeats himself, anyone want to talk? After 30 or so seconds, because you can count seconds, even if you don't know the time, you know it's been 30 seconds if you put in the effort. After 30 or so seconds, another prisoner replied, this is P2. Yo, yo. That's how people greet each other in prison. Yo, yo. I've seen many movies. Okay. P1, hey, man. What you in for? P2, don't ask me what I'm in for. I like how...
I mean, Andrew and Tristan Tate have sent out like dozens of these manic tweets where they tell stories about their prison. Average person. Either way, I'm going to leave it there. I've had a long day. We've been doing a lot of media and meetings and videos in LA, and we have a lot more to go. So if you want to have our back, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below with the notification bell on. I love you all, and peace out.
This is Troy Millings from Earn Your Leisure. On Earn Your Leisure, we're all about smart money moves, and here's one most people skip. Car insurance renews on autopilot, the rates creep up, and nobody tells you. That's what Insurify fixes. In about 2 minutes, completely free, you can see rates from more than 120 top insurance companies. And if there's nothing better today, they keep watching and notify you when there's a better rate. So go to Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com. Insurify.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.